In work, leadership, and consulting, confidence is often treated like a requirement. People expect you to have answers, speak clearly, and project certainty. But the truth is, confidence comes in two very different forms: real confidence and fake confidence. One is earned through experience and results. The other is often a performance, an attempt to hide insecurity, avoid judgment, or fake it till you make it. The difference between being the real deal and being an imposter isn't about personality. It's about whether your confidence is backed by reality. Real confidence is quiet, grounded, and stable. It comes from genuine experience. Having solved similar problems many times, made mistakes, learned hard lessons, and improved through repetition. It's the confidence of someone who knows what works because they've tested it in the real world. This kind of confidence doesn't need exaggeration. It doesn't rely on impressive language or flashy claims. It's built on evidence, and it shows up as calm competence. People who are the real deal rarely feel the need to prove it constantly because their results speak for them. Imposter-style confidence is different. It may look bold on the outside, but it is often fragile underneath. It can show up as overpromising, constantly name-dropping credentials, avoiding direct questions, or speaking in vague buzzwords to sound expert. Sometimes it's driven by imposter syndrome, feeling like you don't belong, so you overcompensate by acting more certain than you truly feel. The problem is that fake confidence doesn't hold up under pressure. The moment something unexpected happens, the performance begins to crack. And there's another trap in the confidence conversation: the Dunning-Kruger effect, where people with low skill often overestimate their ability because they don't yet know what competence actually requires. In other words, the most confident voice in the room isn't always the most qualified. It may simply be the least aware of what they're missing. Ironically, one of the best signs that someone is truly competent is their willingness to say, "I don't know." That statement isn't weakness, it's maturity. Being honest about uncertainty demonstrates self-awareness, integrity, and respect for the truth. Real confidence includes the ability to admit, "This is new territory," or, "I haven't done that before, but I can learn it." People trust that kind of honesty far more than they trust someone who pretends to have it all figured out. Self-delusion is where things become dangerous. Fake confidence is one thing. Believing your own act is another. When someone convinces themselves they're more capable than they are, they stop checking reality. They ignore feedback, dismiss warning signs, and take unnecessary risks. In business, that can mean failed projects, wasted budgets, and broken trust. In higher-stakes fields like health, finance, or safety, self-delusion can cause real harm. In those cases, pretending to know what you're doing isn't just unhelpful, it's irresponsible